It's a beautiful Wednesday morning in the Quad Cities. Hello, this is Jim O'Hara at 9:04 with a check of WVIK, Quad Cities NPR News. Yesterday was Super Tuesday, and for Iowans, that means we finally have results from the Iowa Democratic caucuses. IPR's Zachary Oren-Smith has the results.
It's Joe Biden by a long shot. That's according to the unofficial caucus results released by the Iowa Democratic Party yesterday. 12,000 people sent in presidential preference cards, and more than 90% chose incumbent President Biden. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Rita Hart congratulated the president. Leading up to the count, Hart told IPR News she hoped turnout for the mail-in vote would match turnout levels from 2012. That's the last time a Democrat was the incumbent. This year's Democratic preference vote happened entirely by mail and was the first time the party has announced results on Super Tuesday. Iowa Republicans held caucuses back in January, overwhelmingly supporting former President Donald Trump. Tuesday was the last day to send in a presidential preference card. Cards bearing the correct postmark can still be counted. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today, mostly sunny, high near 55. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low around 36. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy, high near 56. Next chance of rain comes Thursday night and Friday. On Think, the line between political discourse and religious fervor is getting thinner all the time. How American political leanings are taking the form of religious devotion, and how Ashley Babbitt, who was killed during the January 6th insurrection, has become a martyr for many on the right. That's at noon today on Think here on WVIK.